know, this is not considered to be, I mean, it is a basic sugi of Brera, but the number of the basic machokas rishonim are mamash on the daf. Okay, so what you saw was that Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, yesterday's daf, until the Mishnah deals with the world of Chazaka, what was the status pre-Ben HaShemashah, so that pretty much determines, we're going to assume that status is going to continue via Ben HaShemashah, from Kedusha to Chol, from Chol to Kedusha, v'chulei. And then the mission now moves over into the world of Brera, Masna Adam Alei Ruvo. And generally Brera means, I didn't check exactly the Talmudis, but I assume that this is what it says, that when you want to have a chalos now on an object or on a status that will be determined at some later point. It applies to the world of Lishma Begitin, Tel HaSofer, right, again, to the shame of the woman that's going to come out of my house first. Even if that's assuming they're both Rachel Bas Leah, but I want you to have in mind the one that's going to come out first. Here in Eruv Etchumen, in terms of the Nochrim, or in terms of the Talmud Chacham who is coming, in terms of Yerusha, certainly, the Mar Baba Kama, in terms of Afrash's Jumus and Maestros, the Lugin that we have over here, in terms of Afrash's Karbonas. We have a lot of examples over here, and the Sugyas are all over in Gitin and Beitza, Eruvin, Baba Kama, Baba Basra, Vechule. What we do find over here is a Tosfos to Rav Maskil Divrei Rav Meir, smack in the middle of Amud Zayin Amud Aleph, who wants to say that perhaps, because he has a stira within Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, and also brings up a stira within Rav Yochanan, that we can say that the only time we say Brera is when the Tanai is expressed verbally. When Masha'in came, if it's not expressed, it's just understood, then we wouldn't say Brera. And so that's, you know, it's a he'ora. That's what it's that way. What's behind the shita that holds that yesh Brera across the board? So lechora, it's a svara. No one ever brings pasuk, limud. Kanera, it's a svara. The question is, what is the svara? So in the classic achronim, the Rav Elchanan would represent classic achronim. Rav Elchanan is in Beya. So over there, Rav Elchanan says that it's a din of omed lekach, just like we have a din of kol omed likatzer dekatzer dami, kol omed lizro kizarok dami, kol omed luftos kapade dami, v'chulei v'chulei. So kol omed lehisbarer kisbarer dami. That's certainly one option, and then it opens it up into a broader sugi and shas. What you could say as the second option is that we have over here an expansion on the concept of gili milsa ba'alma, namely that let's take the case of the chacham. Let's say the chacham had already come, just that this person doesn't know where the chacham is to the east or to the west, and so he makes his brera. So then everyone agrees that works. Because, it's only a question of a gili milsa ba'alma, that the metzius already exists. So perhaps over here we just have an expansion on gili milsa ba'alma. Namely that all that you require is, every kinyan requires das. In the case of lishma, you need lishma. But the fact that something is going to be, it's already included in the das. Now, you don't need the specific das, as long as you have a broad das, and then you're going to have an egoi milsa mafreya, that's already enough. Rashi, however, has a totally different view, and the Rashi is quoted in the Mishnah Brura. Well, Mishnah is not going to quote Rav Elchanan. So the Rashi says, this is the last Dibur HaMaskel of Mishnah Brura in Siman Tav Yud Gimel, Havi Eruv, the Amrinon Kevan Sherotza Achshav, Mistama Ben Hashmoshos, Shuzman Knias Eruv, Hayagam Kain Daite Lahai. And that we go back as a Mistama. Mistama, he meant that which was going to be. Lechora, this would sort of push, as we'll see in a few minutes, into the direction that Brera is only Dindrabana. In other words, it's a takana, so chazal were metakein that we're going to view it that way. It's very hard, al pisvara, to have such a mistama when we have no idea what's really going to be. But that's Rashi's language, mistama, and that's what the Mishnah Brura quotes. Well, But what we do find in Machlokas, and here's the Tosas and Daflam and Zayin and Mudbeis, is what if you hold Ein Breira? What does that mean? Does that mean that nothing is Chal? In other words, you were Mafresh Truma on that which is going to be determined later on. Do we say it remains Tevel, nothing was Chal? Or no, the Truma is Chal, we have no idea where it is. Those are the two Deos over here in Tosas, Rimaskal, Ela Me'ata, and Daflam and Zayin, Amudbeis. One is the Taima de Ein Breira, Achinami Lo Havya Truma. And then he quotes the Maharim Farish, E Taima Derbi Shim Yishim De'in Breira, Vadei Hoyesa Achas Behen Truma, Umutar HaKohen Lo Ocha. But we have no idea where it is. So those are two options within the Manda Amar that says Ein Breira. Either that will say that Ein Breira, that all of the Mestama of Rashi, the Omid Bekach of Rav Elchanan, or the broader das of the modern Rosh Yeshiva, that's a lot of pokey. With something you need pokey and whatever. You need something to poa. And the other day holds, no. In order for there to be a chalos, there can be a chalos, but it's always going to remain undetermined where the chalos is. Okay. What's well known is that not within our sugi, we don't find it so much. Our sugi simply points out that if you hold Breira Loshna Daraisa Loshna Drabanan, if you don't hold Breira Loshna Daraisa Loshna Drabanan, but in Gemara and Beitza, there they distinguish between Daraisa and Drabanan. That's what we pass it, that there is Breira in Kiryas Drabanan, like Eruvei Truman, not in Dinim Daraisa. Gemara and Beitza Daf Lamed Ches. What's the reason distinguishing Doraisa and Drabanan? So it's a Machokis Rishon over there in Beitza. According to the Ran over there, this is a classic Dina Sveik Dina. We don't know if we pass in Yesh Brera in Brera. So in a Drabanan, we'll say Yesh Brera, and in a Doraisa, we'll say Ein Brera. And then, of course, Nachmina would be, is this Brera of a Chumra or the Kula? In other words, this is all assuming that the Brera would, that the Breira would work Lakula, and therefore wouldn't work in a Daraisa, where you have to go Lachumra. However, the Yamshal Shlomo over there says, no. To say that something works Darabon and doesn't work Daraisa means basically it doesn't work. But we have over here a Takana. That's how I would understand the Rashi. And Rashi says that since your Deya now is this way, so we say, Nistami, your Deya was that. That's a Takana Darabon, and that's not a Svara. I don't hear this far within there at all. Okay, that's pretty much what we have over here in terms of Breira, in terms of your question of Inyana Dioma. So I checked it on YU Torah. I spoke this morning to the high school, so it's up on YU Torah. And basically, we'll turn this off.